Remember, every show has a theme, and today's theme is the real world. Our guests are bringing us stories from outside of Ventura. And I know if you're a regular listener of Coach Ron Tunick's show, you hear him say all the time, if you want job security, get into sales. Selling is where it is. You have job security. You call your own shots. You set your own schedule. Well, my next guest takes a very pragmatic approach to selling in today's economy. His entire effort is to teach people how to sell in what he calls the real world. Larry Sternlieb overcame huge obstacles in his personal life. He nursed his sick mother and sick father for over 10 years until they both died when Larry was just 19 years old. To pay his way through college, Larry taught college classes, worked construction during the summers, and he earned a graduate assistantship for his master's degree. He got two bachelor's degrees and a master's degree when he was going through college. Larry went into sales, where he applied the same intensity and effort that got him successfully through college. He worked for such companies as Xerox. Well, the list goes on and on and on. He's been trained in all of the sales methods that are out there, and joining us on the show today is Larry Sternlieb. Larry, how are you today?
Well, good. How about yourself?
Well, doing just fine. Good to hear the sound of your voice. Now, you have written a very, very interesting book called Selling in the Real World. So why invest time? Why should I, as a salesperson, or anybody really who's looking to get into sales, why should I spend time developing myself in this economy? Shouldn't I be out selling or looking for that sales job?
Well, I personally believe that you have to create your own opportunities, and in order to do that, you have to have like a plan in mind, and you have to be able to have the psychology that you're very positive, and no matter how bad things get, as we're seeing right now, we're going to be able to succeed, and I personally, or you personally, will be able to succeed against any kind of odds that come up.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, selling is all about psychology. And so my big question to you is, how do you build a positive attitude?
Well, what you do is you base it upon the accomplishments that you have, and you base it upon the things that you've done right. You learn from the mistakes that you already have made. But you just have a plan in mind in terms of what you want to do, and you commit yourself that you're going to succeed, you're not going to waver, and no matter how bad things get, you're going to succeed. And you're special. You're a special person no matter what situation you're in, no matter how much money you make. You have to think of yourself as being special.
All right. Well, now, you had a lot of hardships in your early life, as I sort of previewed at the outset of this interview. But how do you really view yourself as special, not you individually? How can anybody view themselves as special, and especially if we don't have to overcome the hardships that you had to go through?
Well, I think in order to feel special, you have to have a set of accomplishments that you feel in your own mind is what you're trying to accomplish. And it can be bigger for some people, smaller for others, but in this type of an economy, it's really important to have a plan in mind in terms of where you're going to go, how you're going to substantiate yourself, and put it into place. And that's hard for some people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're saying, you know, look at your accomplishments and so forth, but can you really develop a positive state of mind from outside stimuli like that?
Well, you have to acquire self-esteem and direction, I think, and that's what my book's about. My book is basically about, first of all, understanding that sales is a psychology, and that you have to be very positive. That's the first thing that you have to be able to do. And then it outlines how you can enhance your ability to sell. And selling is really building a career, even building your own brand, building an opportunity to go out and do something when you don't have a job. There are a lot of people that haven't worked and that are underemployed. So this is an opportunity to read a book that really lays out in real terms how to do that.
We're talking to Larry Sternlieb, everybody. He's the author of the book, Selling in the Real World. And, Larry, I've got to tell you, I go into the bookstores, I look at the business section, and I see rows and rows and rows of books by different authors on selling. What makes Selling in the Real World different from all these other sales books that I see?
What I've done with my book is I've taken very, very good and proven techniques like target account selling, like Dale Carnegie's courses, everything that I learned at Xerox, and I worked for General Electric, and all the companies that I've worked for, I've put into place a program that takes the best of what they've offered and then my own experience added to it. So it's really over a 25 to 35 year period that I've been in this field, and I really understand it. And what I've tried to do is take the very best information that I could find and put it into a book.
That makes sense. We're talking to Larry Steinlieb, everybody. And to my listeners, just remember, you can call in and win this McConnell's ice cream. 639-0008 is the number. What national holiday is it? I'll give you a clue. McConnell's ice cream is made using the French pot method. So if you want to call in, 639-0008, tell us what national holiday it is. We will send you off this McConnell's ice cream. Or go to Google, and you can look it up as well. Larry, back to you. So you've written this book, which is really a combination of all of your life's experiences, all the training that you have been through, everything that you has made your selling career successful over the last 25 years. And you've sort of boiled it down into a system that you have an acronym for, SITRW. Now, what does SITRW stand for, and how do you apply that in your workaday world in sales?
Okay, that means those are the letters for selling in the real world. So part of my brand that I've developed for myself is S is special. Only the special become great, so make yourself special. I is information. These are the five steps that I talked about for personal transformation. You need to know what it is about yourself that is special, so you need the information to learn to do that. Then T stands for transformation, and that is how you transform yourself and make yourself into the person that you want to become. Ready means that, okay, now we're ready to make the change, and what are the steps to do that? And then finally, winning. I want to be able to win at this.
All right, let's break it down for our audience. Let's give them some picks and shovels and put them in their hands so that they can really get their hands around what you're saying. And special was probably, it's your first one, it's the one that I had the most trouble with. So how do you make yourself special, or how do you figure out how you want to be special? Give us some real-world examples there.
Well, again, what you have to do when you think about being special is just thinking about what it is that's really going to make you happy. Are you going to be happy? I've talked to people that don't make a lot of money and they're extremely happy, and other people want to have this great income and, you know, be able to travel around the world, and there's always a difference in what the individual wants, but when you really break it down, I think what everybody really wants to be is just happy and have an income that makes them the kind of money that they need to make ends meet, and you know, to have a plan in mind.
Okay. Now, does being special mean tapping into your special resources, whatever they might be? And if it does, how do you identify what those resources are?
You would have to just find out what it is that you want to outline, what it is that makes you special. What do you want to be in life? What kind of people do you want around you? What kind of where do you want to live? What are the things that really make you feel good about yourself?
All right. We're talking to Larry Steinlieb, everybody, author of the book Selling in the Real World, and he has an acronym, SITRW, which also happens to be the first letters of the title of his book. Second letter in that is I, for information. What do you mean by information, Larry?
Information is a collection of all the information that you're going to need to be able to become special.
All right.
So if you're going to become a great salesperson, let's say, you need to collect enough information and have enough experience allowed to you so that you can actually take that information and utilize it.
Okay. Now, how do I find out what information that I need? And let's just use the salesman example to become a great salesman.
I think if you just follow the techniques of my book, you'll be fine, because basically all you're going to have to do is get out there and have a plan in mind, work very hard, have an outlined set of goals, and follow the formula.
All right.
The book has everything in it from cold calling all the way up through closing. So basically that's the plan. That's how you would be able, you or anyone, can become a successful salesperson.
All right. Well, let's tease the audience a little bit, because a lot of people are listening at work right now. They're at their desk, or maybe they're a salesperson and they're out in their car. What are some of your best prospecting tips that you can give us?
Well, what you need to do nowadays is give somebody a compelling reason to either call you back or to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a contact where you're talking to someone that knows another person and you're using them as a reference to get to that person, then they need to have a compelling reason to talk to you.
Okay. All right. Now, in this age of voicemail, everybody goes to voicemail jail. What are some of your tips for getting out of voicemail jail so that somebody will return your call?
Well, voicemail is the first thing you would do, and then email, I would say, would be the second thing, and that would be where you would find out if they have any interest at all. But for voicemail, the first thing you would want to do is leave a curiosity-seeking message, like, I have some information I'd like to share with you. I've shared the same information with your company, your direct competitor, and they found it to be very useful. I'd like to take a few minutes of your time and talk to you. And that kind of information.
All right. Now, I've heard some people say that you don't leave any information at all. You just leave the telephone number, say, hi, this is Billy the Brain. I'm calling you. Give me a call, and then give your phone number, and that piques the interest. Is there any effect in that?
That really doesn't. Basically, you have to have some reason that they would call you back, and if you're just leaving your name and number, they're basically not going to.
Okay.
You have to have some kind of a compelling curiosity-seeking message that's going to raise their curiosity.
Gotcha. We're talking to Larry Steinlieb, everybody. And, Larry, we've got a caller. Karen is calling, and she's got a guess as to what country's national holiday we'll be celebrating today. Karen, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Actually, it's Sharon.
Sharon, I beg your pardon. That's my – I'm dyslexic.
No, it's not you. I didn't say it clearly to the guy who answered the phone.
That's Tom Spence, everybody, who answers the phone. But Sharon,
yeah.
Tell me, what do you think today's national holiday is? It is the 14th of July?
I think it's Bastille Day.
Bastille Day is correct. Yes, you are the winner of the McConnell's ice cream. That is exactly right. Remember, McConnell's is made using the French pot method. That was the big clue there. And today is Bastille Day in France. Do you know why Bastille Day is celebrated as a national holiday?
Well, it was a big part of their history.
Yes, it was. Today was the day that all of the French people stormed the Bastille to free all of seven prisoners that were being kept in the Bastille, which was a prison at that time in the northeast part of France. Those French, boy, they know how to celebrate, don't they? Sharon, congratulations. Give your contact information to Tom, and we will get your coupon out to you right away. And thank you for being a loyal listener.
Thank you for being there.
Oh, appreciate it.
Good
to hear your voice. Thanks, Sharon, so much.
Larry,
back to you. Larry, how are you? We've got to take a short break here. Larry, when we come back, I want to pick up with your acronym, which is SITRW, same as selling in the real world. And we've gone through special and informative. I want to pick up with transformation, ready, and winning when we come back after this short break.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Billy the Brain. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400 and streaming over the internet at 1400kkzz.com. My special guest today is Larry Steinlieb. He's author of the book Selling in the Real World. And remember, our theme for today is the real world. Larry has overcome incredible hardships in his life to become a super successful salesperson, worked for a number of different companies, General Electric, Xerox, you name it, all of the big name companies, and he's distilled all of his life learning down into a system that he calls the SITRW system, and we were going through each of the steps in that system. We've gone through special, which is the S, I is information, and now we're on T for transformation. Larry, what do you mean by transformation?
Well, that's basically taking the information that you have and creating a plan to use it to make yourself into the person you want to become. So it's T taking information and making it work for you.
All right. And so what are some of the steps in that transformation process? Let's say I want to become the next Donald Trump. Well, how do I transform myself?
Well, that's a hefty goal.
Got to have a big goal, Larry.
Okay. I think what you would want to do there is try to get into a line of work that's going to allow you to make that kind of money, first of all. And then you just have to plan and set goals for yourself that are obtainable. And maybe you won't be Donald Trump your first year, but, you might be able to set up your business your first year. Maybe your second year show a profit in your business. Your third year, maybe you might have international opportunities presented to you, and then all of a sudden, you've hit the big time and you're Donald Trump.
All right. Now, by transformation, do you also mean sort of taking on the characteristics of Donald Trump? So should I start dressing like Donald Trump? Should I start, hanging out in the restaurants and the bars that Donald Trump might hang out in?
Well, I don't know if that would be the best way to do this, but, you might want to model what he did to create the lifestyle that he now has.
Well, he did it the old-fashioned way. He inherited it from his father.
Well, that's one way to do it. If you can't inherit it, then you have to figure out a way to, earn it. And the only way that I know how to do that is to, just work hard and put together a plan to get there.
And we're talking to Larry Sternlieb, everybody. And Larry, you've had huge success in your selling career. Looking back on all of the different companies that you have worked with, how did you transform yourself when you got to work for Xerox, for example? And let's just start with that company.
Well, what I did there is that was my first job out of college, and essentially I just wanted to prove to myself and the world that, I could do it. And I didn't want to actually, I set my goal to be the very best sales rep there, and I wound up doing exactly that. I was their top rep for 3 years in a row. And I just, worked really hard, worked really smart, and my plan was to find a way to succeed no matter what obstacle came in my way.
All right. Well, you said when you were with Xerox, you found a way to work smart. So that brings us to the next letter in your acronym, the R word, which is ready. So working smart, getting ready, that's all part of it. Tell us, what do you mean about getting ready?
That means that you've taken the information, you're transforming yourself into this Donald Trump-type person, and now you're telling yourself, hey, look, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to go out there, and I'm ready to make things happen. And again, there's a lot of psychology involved in this, and what we all need to do is to continually tell ourselves that we are going to succeed. And okay, this didn't work this time. How can I change it? What do I need to change? Who can help me get where I need to go? And how can I get there?
Well, I mean, it's easy to say, Larry, and we're talking to Larry Sternlieb, everybody. It's easy to say, well, if that doesn't work, you just move on, you do the next thing, but after something doesn't work, you start to develop a fear. In fact, you say so much of selling is psychology, and I agree with that. So much of selling is also overcoming fear. Give us some pointers on how you can overcome fear in a selling career.
Well, I think fear is the thing that stops everybody from everything, from succeeding, from being happy, from, even living. Fear just overwhelms you, and it creates a total void that you can put your mind in, and that's the worst thing that can happen to anyone today, or even in the 1990s when things were a little better economically. Fear is something that you look at right in the face and you say, look, I know I've had an obstacle that's confronted me, and now I'm going to do whatever I have to do to face that obstacle and find a way to defeat it.
All right, and what are some of the steps for defeating that fear? I mean, is there like a concrete plan that you can follow to overcome that fear?
I think you just confront whatever it is that is in your way, that you're afraid of. That could be a dancer that does ballet. She might be affected by somebody in the audience, so maybe her best means of getting over that is looking that person right in the eye.
Okay. All right. Great.
And obstacle, maybe we just need to face it.
Just face up
and handle it.
Face right up to it. I like that direct approach. All right. We're talking to Larry Sternlieb, everybody, author of the book Selling in the Real World, and he has an acronym for becoming successful in selling, SITRW. And we've gone through all the letters except for W, which is winning. What do you mean by winning?
Okay. That's not just like saying, well, I've won the game, or it's see what I did. It's about I'm in it to win. I'm in it to make it happen, and I'm in it to win, to successfully do what I want to do.
Okay, so you set the goal, you set your determination, really, is what you're saying by winning. You're determined that you're going to win.
Exactly.
All right, great. Now, you know, so much of selling is psychology. We've talked about that. But another part of selling is really the work ethic behind it and the persistence to continue to do it and do it and do it, even in the face of rejection. When you talk in your book a lot about building a good work ethic. But, you know, if I come in early, I stay late, the boss sees me working, isn't that a good work ethic?
Well, that's kind of like superficial, if you ask me. I would say a good work ethic is something you know inside yourself, that you're putting an entire day into this, or you're putting a 12 or 15 hour day into it, and you're really, really concentrating on what you have to do to succeed. It might be making 100 phone calls that day and being able to uncover maybe 10 good opportunities from those phone calls. Whatever it is, you know inside yourself that you have to do so many things to be successful.
Now, how do you know what some of those things are to be successful in a job? I think that's one of the benchmarks that people who might be listening to the sound of your voice will be looking for. You know, what does it take to be successful if I'm selling cars or if I'm selling tires?
Well, again, I would say there's really two elements that you have to look at. The positive attitude, we've gone over that quite a bit, so that would be the first. The second would be the work, the amount of work put into something. There are very strong formulas, and I have this in my book, about how if a person makes so many cold calls, let's say, they're on the phone calling, and or calling people that they're following up with, which aren't quite cold calls,
mm-hmm.
but those are connected calls to potential buyers, let's say. Of those calls, if you make 500 of those calls, you're going to have so many that are going to turn into active leads. Of those leads, you're going to have so many proposals, and of those proposals, you'll close maybe a third of those proposals. So that's how you'll become successful.
And that's what some people call the sales funnel.
That's the funnel.
That's correct. The funnel. All right. So let's peek behind the curtain, if you don't mind, just a little bit, Larry. We're talking to Larry Sternlieb, everybody. What are some of those formulas? If I talk to 100 people, make phone calls to 100 people, how many are really going to be qualified leads, do you think?
Oh, like I said, you're probably going to wind up with maybe 10% of those, or 20 sometimes,
okay.
at most.
All right, so 10 to 20.
Some leads, and you have to qualify them very well, because if you don't qualify them and you spend all your time chasing something that isn't real, you'll wind up not closing it.
That makes sense. We're talking to Larry Sternlieb, everybody. He's the author of the book Selling in the Real World. Larry, what did you get out of writing this book?
Well, what I did is it took me probably 2 years, and I've written some other books that I haven't published just yet, but this particular book is really a how-to-do sales book. It takes you from the very beginning to the very end in a very easy to read and easy to understand format. So basically I've taken all my old information and all my new information, taken what I thought was pertinent and most effective, and put it together over a period of 2 years, and then it was published through Morgan James Publishing. By the way, you can buy the book on Amazon, Selling in the Real World. You can also look on my website and get it, which is sellingintherealworld.net.
Okay, good, Larry. So, and writing this book, did it free you up? Did it just allow you to get all of your stuff on paper? I mean, what did you take away from the process of writing this book?
Well, it's a complicated process to write a book. Even more so today than ever. And what I took away was the detail that's necessary in order to make it concise and effective. And, you know, then I was very pleased with, I basically I had to rewrite it a couple times, as we all know, with books. But, you know, the format became very, very good, and I've gotten a lot of good responses from it.
That's great. We're talking to Larry Sternlieb, everybody, author of the book Selling in the Real World. Larry, I can't believe we're out of time. You've been a great guest. Thank you so much. Hope to catch up with you down the road.
Sounds great.
Talk to you soon now.
Thank you.
You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I'm very proud to be part of the KKZZ Daily lineup. At 8 o'clock, we've got two moms and a mic going over moms' issues. And immediately before my show, we have the Freeman Michael Show, where Freeman talks about empowering topics with guests. Of course, you have Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here at 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock every weekday, Monday through Friday. And I interview thought leaders in the world of business, entertainment, sports, and local community. That brings us to the end of another show. You've been listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Join us every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock on KKZZ AM 1400 or streaming over the internet at 1400kkzz.com. Coming up next is Leading Your Inspired Life with Susan Burrell. You want to stay tuned for that. She always has very interesting guests and very interesting things to say. We end each show by saying, go out and be the change you want to see in the world. Remember, the leaders of the past didn't hold with today's conventions, and neither will the leaders of tomorrow. Thank you for joining me today. Tune